TOEFL Exercise 16. In this exercise, listen carefully to the short conversation and question in the recording, and then choose the best answer to the question. You should be particularly careful of two- and three-part verbs. Number one.
The new neighbors have just moved in.
Maybe we should call on them.
According to the woman, what should they do? Number two.
You know, I'm really enjoying this class now.
I am too. At first it was kind of boring, but now it's turning into something fascinating.
What does the man mean? Number three.
I heard you had a bad headache this morning.
Yes, but I think I'm getting over it now.
What does the woman mean? Number four.
I'd like to stop smoking, but it's really hard for me.
Well, at least you should try to cut down.
What does the woman mean? Number five.
Why was the client unhappy?
The lawyer turned down his case.
What does the woman mean? Number six.
I really like Marcia.
Me too. She is just so friendly with everyone.
What does the man say about Marcia? Number seven.
Are you going out or staying here tonight?
I can't go out. I have to look after the children.
What does the man mean? Number eight.
Did you see in the paper this morning that one section of the factory is closing down today?
Yes, and some of the workers will be laid off.
What does the man say about the workers? Number nine.
I heard that you're trying out for the football team. Won't that be difficult?
Yes, but I'm really going to try to pull it off.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
I locked the keys in the car again.
Oh, I don't know why I put up with you.
What does the woman mean? TOEFL Exercise 17. In this exercise, listen carefully to the short conversation and question in the recording, and then choose the best answer to the question. You should be particularly careful of idioms. Number one.
I was 15 minutes late for class today.
Better late than never.
What does the woman mean? Number two.
Do you want to work on the biology experiment together?
Two heads are better than one.
What does the man mean? Number three.
I really don't want to work on the report now.
There's no time like the present.
What does the woman mean? Number four.
I just sold the last copy of that book this morning. You'll have to try again next week.
Just my luck.
What does the woman mean? Number five.
I know you like this restaurant, but I just don't like the food here.
To each his own.
What does the woman mean? Number six.
Would it be possible for you to drop these letters in the mailbox for me?
No sooner said than done.
What does the woman mean? Number seven.
Did you hear that Abby won the art scholarship?
You could have knocked me down with a feather.
What does the man mean? Number eight.
I have to read all six chapters this weekend.
We're all in the same boat.
What does the woman mean? Number nine.
Anne's project for the science fair was incredible.
She's really head and shoulders above the rest.
What does the man say about Anne? Number 10.
I can't believe how many forms I have to fill out to apply for the scholarship.
Yes, and you should be sure to dot all the I's and cross all the T's.
What does the woman mean? TOEFL exercise, skills 16 through 17. In this exercise, listen carefully to the short conversation and question in the recording, and then choose the best answer to the question. Number one.
Do you do the cooking every night?
No, my roommate and I take turns.
What does the woman mean? Number two.
Did you meet Hank's father at the game last night?
Yes, I did. You know, Hank's really a chip off the old block.
What does the woman say about Hank? Number three.
Do you want to go to the football game with us tonight?
No, thanks. I think I'm coming down with something.
What does the woman mean? Number four.
I can't believe what Hal said to the teacher.
Yeah, he really put his foot in his mouth.
What does the man say about Hal? Number five.
I'm going to the market now.
Could you hold off going for a few minutes? I'd like to go with you.
What does the woman mean? Number 6.
I got a parking ticket, but I don't think I want to pay it.
You know, you're really playing with fire.
What does the woman mean? Number 7.
The noise from those machines is really bothering me.
Yeah, I wish we could just ask them to cut it out.
What does the woman mean? Number 8.
Did Fred tell you his theory about who took the money?
Yes, and I really think he's barking up the wrong tree.
What does the woman mean? Number 9.
This course is too hard for me. I think I'll just drop it.
Even though it's hard, you should keep at it as long as you can.
What does the woman tell the man? Number 10.
How's the chemistry homework coming?
It's like trying to swim upstream.
What does the woman mean? TOEFL review exercise, skills 1 through 17. In this exercise, listen carefully to the short conversation and question in the recording, and then choose the best answer to the question. Number 1.
Could you put some more wood in the fireplace?
I'll have to bring some in from outside.
What does the man imply? Number 2.
Alice, I thought you were working late tonight.
I was supposed to, but my conference was called off.
What happened to Alice? Number 3.
Why are you getting out of the water?
The lifeguard motioned that we should move in that direction.
Where does this conversation probably take place? Number 4.
Did you enjoy the evening at the nightclub?
I wish there had been a little more room on the dance floor.
What does the man mean? Number 5.
I just sent off the letter that you wrote.
Then you did figure out how to use the fax machine.
What had the woman assumed about the man? Number 6.
I guess that you would buy that new car.
And you hit the nail on the head.
What does the man mean? Number 7.
Is that your research paper for English Lit?
Yes, and it's almost finished. Do you think you could look it over for me?
What does the man want? Number 8.
Has everyone been informed?
No one is unaware of the situation.
What does the woman mean? Number 9.
Did you sleep well last night?
If the alarm were not so loud, I would never have woken up.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
I could not believe the story in the news about the problem with the airplane.
Yeah, I saw it too. The pilot was forced to land the plane in a field.
What does the man mean? This is the end of listening part A. Listening part B. Exercise 20. Listen to the first part of each of the conversations and decide on the topic of each conversation. Number 1. The first part of conversation 1 is...
I'm looking for a part-time job on campus.
What is the topic of conversation 1? Number 2. The first part of conversation 2 is...
Hi, Jack. It's good to see you again. Are you ready to get down to business again after spring break?
Not really, but I guess I don't really have too much choice, do I? And it's going to be particularly hard to get back to work since I just had the most fantastic vacation ever.
Really? What did you do?
I went kayaking on the Klamath River.
What is the topic of conversation 2? Number 3. The first part of conversation 3 is...
Did you read the article that the professor assigned for tomorrow's class? It was really interesting.
No, not yet. What was it about?
It was about pollution, specifically one kind of pollution called acid rain.
What is the topic of conversation 3? Exercise 21. Listen to the first part of each of the conversations and try to imagine the situation. Then answer the questions in the text. Conversation 1. Listen to the beginning of conversation 1 and try to imagine the situation.
I'm looking for a part-time job on campus.
Then you've come to the right place. The campus employment office is here just to help students like you find jobs on campus.
I'm glad to hear that, because I really need to start earning some money.
Number 1. Who is probably talking? Number 2. Where does the conversation take place? Conversation 2. Listen to the beginning of conversation 2 and try to imagine the situation.
Hi, Jack. It's good to see you again. Are you ready to get down to business again after spring break?
Not really, but I guess I don't really have too much choice, do I? And it's going to be particularly hard to get back to work since I just had the most fantastic vacation ever.
Really? What did you do?
I went kayaking on the Klamath River.
Number 1. Who is probably talking? Number 2. When does the conversation take place? Number 3. What is the source of the man's information? Conversation 3. Listen to the beginning of Conversation 3 and try to imagine the situation.
Did you read the article that the professor assigned for tomorrow's class? It was really interesting.
No, not yet. What was it about?
It was about pollution, specifically one kind of pollution called acid rain.
Number 1. Who is probably talking? Number 2. When does the conversation take place? Number 3. What is the source of the information? TOEFL Exercise 22. Listen to each complete conversation and answer the questions that follow. Conversation 1. Questions 1 through 5. Listen to the following conversation about a part-time job.
I'm looking for a part-time job on campus.
Then you've come to the right place. The campus employment office is here just to help students like you find jobs on campus.
I'm glad to hear that, because I really need to start earning some money.
Let me ask you some questions to help determine what kind of job would be best. First of all, how many hours a week do you want to work?
I need to work at least 10 hours a week, and I don't think I can handle more than 20 hours with all the courses I'm taking.
And when are you free to work?
All of my classes are in the morning, so I can work every weekday from noon on. And, of course, I wouldn't mind working on the weekends.
I'll try to match you up with one of our on-campus student jobs. Please fill out this form with some additional information about your skills and leave the form with me today. Then you can call me back tomorrow and maybe I'll have some news for you.
Thanks for your help.
Number 1. What does the man want to do? Number 2. Where does the conversation probably take place? Number 3. How many hours of work does the man want per week? Number 4. When can the man work? Number 5. What does the woman tell the man to do tomorrow? Conversation 2. Questions 6 through 10. Listen to a conversation between two friends.
Hi, Jack. It's good to see you again. Are you ready to get down to business again after spring break?
Not really, but I guess I don't really have too much choice, do I? And it's going to be particularly hard to get back to work since I just had the most fantastic vacation ever.
Really? What did you do?
I went kayaking on the Klamath River.
Kayaking?
Yes. You know what a kayak is, don't you? It's a long, narrow boat, the kind first used by the Eskimos. It's quite popular now on whitewater rivers.
Oh, I know what a kayak is. I was just surprised that you would take a trip like that. Weren't you scared?
At first I was, but after I learned some techniques for maneuvering the kayak, it wasn't so bad. We didn't start out on the river. We had 3 whole days of instruction in a shallow pool first. Then, when we finally got out on the river, I felt ready for it.
Did you spend the nights camping outside on the ground? That alone would make the trip unappealing to me.
Oh, no. The accommodations were fantastic. Each person on the trip had a private cabin, and the facilities included a hot tub, a lodge where you could have a drink and relax, and a top-notch cafeteria with great food.
Now, that part of the trip does sound good to me. But I don't think I'd like the part that involves riding through rough water in a small kayak.
Oh, you should try it. I know you'd like it. I'm going to do it again myself as soon as I can afford to spend the time and the money.
Well, better you than me.
Number 6. When does the conversation probably take place? Number 7. What are the man and woman discussing? Number 8. How much instruction did the man have before going out on the river? Number 9. Which of the following is not part of the kayaking trip? Number 10. How does the woman feel about taking a kayaking trip? Conversation 3. Questions 11 through 15. Listen to a conversation between two classmates.
Did you read the article that the professor assigned for tomorrow's class? It was really interesting.
No, not yet. What was it about?
It was about pollution, specifically one kind of pollution called acid rain.
Why is it called acid rain?
It's called acid rain because the rain, or some other kind of precipitation, has been polluted with acid.
Where does the acid come from?
From cars or factories, anything that burns coal or oil. These are made up mostly of sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxides, which react with water vapor to form sulfuric acid or nitric acid.
You mean that when coal or oil is burned, acid gets formed, and when it rains or snows, the acids fall back on Earth?
Exactly. That's why it's so dangerous. Acid rain has been falling over areas of Northern America and Northern Europe, and if this isn't checked, the effect on the water supply and plant and animal life could be disastrous.
This is something important. I really need to read that article.
Number 11. What is the topic of this conversation? Number 12. What energy sources cause acid rain? Number 13. How is sulfuric acid formed? Number 14. According to the man, where is acid rain a problem? Number 15. What action does the woman think she should take next?